Ocasio-Cortez, Republican Party is scared of us because they know how powerful we are. By Hannah Blow on September 11, 2019. The far-left members of the squad, Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Ilhan Omar, DMN. Rashida Tlaib, DME. And Ayanna Pressley, DMA. Dash participated in an NAACP forum Wednesday evening and declared that members of the Republican Party are scared of them because they know how powerful they are. Ocasio-Cortez talked about her background as a waitress and told the moderator, Angela Rye, that she does not shy away from her background of working in restaurants because it prepared her for her current job as a congresswoman. Nothing will give you the ferocity of advocacy like having that kind of experience, Ocasio-Cortez said. No one can tell me about things like sexual harassment. No one can tell me things like working for tips on a wage that is less than the minimum wage. No one can tell me about taking the subway at 3 o'clock in the morning home from a night shift. She said, claiming that no one else has those experiences on the other side of the aisle. Very few people have those experiences. And by the way, when they do, like John Boehner, they're lauded for it. They're like, that's a guy I could have a beer with, but with me, it's like, so she continued with a gesture. The freshman lawmaker added that the Republican Party is scared of the squad. It's because they're scared because sometimes I think that the Republican Party recognizes our power more than we do sometimes, she said. Tweet that, Rye interrupted. Because there is a reason we are on Fox News 24/7 while every pundit. While they're sending mailers with our face on it, because they know how powerful we are more than sometimes our own. Frankly, I think our own party does, she added. At that point, Rye mentioned that Republican Dan Bishop, who defeated Democrat Dan McCready in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District Tuesday night, gave the squad a shout-out in his victory speech by noting that his victory was a rejection of the radical liberal policies pushed by members of the squad. Is that why he won by a smaller percentage than Trump did in his district? Ocasio-Cortez mused. Bishop secured a win with 50.7% to McCready's 48.7%.